This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we studied what is said in John chapters 13 through 17 about God the Father's love. Let's now organize what is said in these chapters about Jesus Christ's love. He and the Father shared a love relationship throughout eternity past. During his earthly life and ministry, he remained in his Father's love by obeying him. He wanted the disciples to know this same kind of relationship with him. He loved them unconditionally with agape love. He indicated this by pointing out in John 13:1, having loved his disciples, he now showed them the full extent of his love. He did this by washing their feet, sharing truth with them in preparation for his departure, and ultimately in dying for them. He shared truth about how his Father had loved him from before the creation of the world, and that he loved them with the same kind of love. We also find in these chapters Jesus prayed for his disciples. He asked God to send them the Holy Spirit to be with them at all times. In addition, he prayed they would be protected from the evil one and that they would be sent out into the world to minister even as Jesus had been sent. In this way, he modeled for them the kind of love relationship he wanted them to have for each other. Though Jesus loved the disciples unconditionally and equally, John seemed to tune into this relationship in a special way, though it's not clear why and how. Never forget, Jesus loves you and died for your sins. Trust him and remain in his love by obeying what you understand he desires of you. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.